This year there's been games where, you know, I've still come up with some good saves, but then we'll still let more chances. And, you know, like, you know, on top of my hand, you know, at Salt Lake, at Seattle, you know, you make a key number of saves. Where last year I felt we really bared down as a unit, and this year we kind of let up. So I don't think it's as good as last year. I think you know, since the summer, I think I've been playing well, you know, and I'm happy with where I'm at right now. I mean, you can always get better, and even tonight I think, you know, a couple kicks and maybe a throw that went wary, but... you know, that's goalkeeping. I mean, you go up and down and you just try to be consistent. And I think, you know, when I look back at seasons, I just want to make sure I don't cost my team with huge mistakes. And, you know, this year's like any other. We've made a couple, but, you know, not a ton of goals that I'd be like, yeah, that's totally my fault. But in saying that, you know, as a unit, we've kind of let ourselves down this year. Thanks. Yeah. I think you could notice there was a time when I got three straight pass backs in a row, and I just got rid of them as quick as I can. Good question. Yeah. I know.
So was this your best game so far this year?
No, it's up there. I mean, I think, you know, you can look at a couple of performances that were pretty good. I thought at Salt Lake was pretty good. The second Seattle game in Seattle, I thought I played solid. You know, but obviously with the win and in the shutout, I think you're going to have to say yes. I mean, it's just... You know, as a group, it just feels better. And, you know, I mean, my best games, I feel my performances are based upon the results. And when we win, it's definitely, you know, one of those, you know, big things. So I've got a little win bonus. So, you know, I should probably take Chris Wondolowski out tonight, buy him a beer or two. So it'd be good.
How much of a relief is that for you guys to, you know, come in here with a win?
Yeah. I think, you know, well, we haven't had too many scoreless draws this year. In fact, we haven't had any. But it's just good that we come in here with 3 points. I mean, especially that's the last of this homestand. And, you know, we kind of lost some points to Toronto and D.C. So I just think, you know, I mean, it's a good ending for us, you know, on the right note. And we're going to New England next week, and that's important. So we come into New England with some confidence, and we'll be without Jason. But, you know, you can't ask for anything more for the guys. And, you know, I'm just happy we could give our fans 3 points.
Who's buying dinner tonight, you or Jimmy?
You know what? Jimmy probably won't even want to hang out tonight, and to be honest. But, you know, we split it last night. So, I mean, you'd think with his big National Gold Cup bonus, he would have put the bill. But, you know, I mean, and he lives in Kansas City, so mortgage is a little lower than mine. But anyway, but you know what? I feel for him, you know, because they're in the same situation as us. Their team needed the point tonight, and for them to let that down, you know, at the 93rd minute, it's got to be a real blow to them. So I think they've been outscored 7-0 the last three games or something, and you know, so because they deserve a shutout tonight. But you know, thank God Wondolowski was there. So.
Enjoy McCormick and Schmick.
Yeah,
I
right.
Believe was the,
that was, I know. We ended up going to like Agave Viejo, downtown Mexican place. You been there?
No.
Not bad.